Welcome to Cleveland Municipal Stadium in Cleveland, for the game between the Kansas City Athletics and the Cleveland Indians. Here are the starting lineups. For the Kansas City Athletics. Batting in the leadoff spot. The first baseman, Vic Power. Batting second. The second baseman, Milt Groff. Batting third. The left fielder, Gus Zerniel. Batting fourth. The right fielder, Harry Simpson. Batting fifth. The catcher, Hal Smith. Batting sixth. The third baseman, Hector Lopez. Batting seventh. The center fielder, Jim Pisani. Batting eighth. The pitcher, Mickey McDermott. Batting ninth. The shortstop, Joe DeMaestri. Pitching for the Kansas City Athletics, Mickey McDermott. For the Cleveland Indians. Batting in the leadoff spot. The second baseman, George Strickland. Batting second. The left fielder, Gene Woodling. Batting third. The third baseman, Al Smith. Batting fourth. The first baseman, Vic Wertz. Batting fifth. The right fielder, Rocky Colavito. Batting sixth. The center fielder, Jim Busby. Batting seventh. The shortstop, Chico Carrasquel. Batting eighth. The catcher, Hal Narragon. Batting ninth. The pitcher, Early Wynn. Pitching for the Cleveland Indians, Early Wynn. And now, play ball. Vic Power is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Power hits a ball on the ground towards third. Smith fields it and throws to first for the out. One out. Milt Groff is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Groff hits a line drive into right field, out of the reach of Colavito, who is chasing the ball. Groff reaches third base with a triple. Gus Zerniel is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Zerniel strikes out. Two outs. Harry Simpson is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Simpson hits a fly ball into center field. Busby settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning one, with the score, the Athletics nothing, and the Indians nothing. The Indians will come to bat. George Strickland is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Strickland hits a line drive into center field for a base hit. Gene Woodling is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Woodling takes first base on ball four. Strickland moves to second. Al Smith is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Smith hits a pop-up, foul, towards first. Power settles under it and makes the catch for the out. One out. Vic Wertz is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Wertz hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. Groff fields it, throws to second for one, and over to first, double play. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning two, with the score, the Athletics nothing, and the Indians nothing. The Athletics will come to bat. Hal Smith is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Smith strikes out. One out. Hector Lopez is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Lopez hits a line drive into center field for a base hit. Jim Pisani is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. There goes Lopez. The throw from Narragon and he is out, Carrasquel applying the tag. Two outs. Jim Pisani is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Pisani strikes out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning two, with the score, the Athletics nothing, and the Indians nothing. The Indians will come to bat. Rocky Colavito is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Colavito hits a pop-up, foul, in front of the plate. Smith settles under it and makes the catch for the out. One out. Jim Busby is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Busby hits a pop-up, foul, towards first. Power settles under it and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Chico Carrasquel is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Carrasquel hits a fly ball into center field. Pisani settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 3, with the score, the Athletics nothing, and the Indians nothing. The Athletics will come to bat. Mickey McDermott is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. McDermott strikes out. One out. Joe DeMaestri is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. DeMaestri hits a fly ball into left field. Woodling settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Vic Power is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Power is 0 for 1 in the game. Power hits a line drive into left field for a base hit. Milt Groff is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Groff is 1 for 1 in the game, with a triple. Groff hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. Strickland scoops it up and throws to first for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 3, with the score, the Athletics nothing, and the Indians nothing. The Indians will come to bat. Hal Narragon is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Narragon hits a pop-up, foul, in front of the plate. Smith settles under it and makes the catch for the out. One out. Early Wynn is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Wynn hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. Groff scoops it up and throws to first for the out. Two outs. George Strickland is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Strickland is 1 for 1 in the game, with a single. Strickland hits a line drive into left field, out of the reach of Zernial. Strickland reaches second base with a double. Gene Woodling is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Woodling is 0 for 0 in the game. With a walk. Woodling strikes out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 4, with the score, the Athletics nothing, and the Indians nothing. The Athletics will come to bat. Gus Zernial is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Zernial is 0 for 1 in the game. Zernial hits a long drive deep into left field. That ball is going, gone. A home run. It's 1-0, Athletics. Harry Simpson is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Simpson is 0 for 1 in the game. Simpson hits a pop-up, foul, in front of the plate. Narragon settles under it and makes the catch for the out. One out. Hal Smith is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Smith is 0 for 1 in the game. Smith hits a line drive into center field for a base hit. Hector Lopez is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. There goes Smith. The throw from Narragon and he is safe. Smith steals second. Hector Lopez is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Lopez is 1 for 1 in the game, with a single. Lopez takes first base on ball 4. Jim Pisani is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Pisani is 0 for 1 in the game. Pisani hits a line drive into left field for a base hit. Smith scores. Lopez moves to third. Pisani moves to second. It's 2-0, Athletics. Mickey McDermott is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. McDermott is 0 for 1 in the game. McDermott is walked intentionally. Irv Noren pinch hits for Joe DeMaestri. Irv Noren is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Noren hits a ball on the ground towards first. Wirtz fields it and throws to second for the out. Lopez scores. Pisani moves to third. Two outs. It's 3-0, Athletics. Vic Power is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Power is 1 for 2 in the game, with a single. Power hits a pop-up, foul, towards third. Smith settles under it and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 4, with the score, the Athletics 3, and the Indians nothing. The Indians will come to bat. Billy Hunter now playing shortstop. Al Smith is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Smith is 0 for 1 in the game. Smith hits a line drive into left field for a base hit. Vic Wirtz is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Wirtz is 0 for 1 in the game. Wirtz hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. Groff scoops it up and throws to first for the out. Smith moves to second. One out. Rocky Colavito is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Colavito is 0 for 1 in the game. Colavito takes first base on ball 4. Jim Busby is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Busby is 0 for 1 in the game. Busby hits a pop-up towards first. Power settles under it and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Chico Carrasquel is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Carrasquel is 0 for 1 in the game. Carrasquel hits a line drive into left field for a base hit. Smith scores. Colavito moves to second. It's 3-1, Athletics. Hal Narragón is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Narragón is 0 for 1 in the game. Narragón takes first base on ball 4. Colavito moves to third. Carrasquel moves to second. Wally Burnett now pitching. Preston Ward pinch hits for early win. Preston Ward is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Ward hits a ball on the ground towards first. Power scoops it up and throws to first, with Burnett covering, for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 5, with the score, the Athletics 3, and the Indians 1. The Athletics will come to bat. Dick Tomanek now pitching. Milt Groff is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Groff is 1 for 2 in the game, with a triple. Groff hits a fly ball, foul, into left field. Woodling settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. One out. Gus Zernial is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Zernial is 1 for 2 in the game, with a home run. He's got 1 RBI. Zernial strikes out. Two outs. Harry Simpson is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Simpson is 0 for 2 in the game. Simpson hits a fly ball into center field. Busby settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 5, with the score, the Athletics 3, and the Indians 1. The Indians will come to bat. George Strickland is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Strickland is 2 for 2 in the game, with a single and a double. Strickland strikes out. One out. Gene Woodling is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Woodling is 0 for 1 in the game. With a walk. Woodling hits a fly ball into center field. Pisani settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Al Smith is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Smith is 1 for 2 in the game, with a single. Smith hits a ball on the ground towards third. Lopez fields the ball and throws it to first. Safe. Vic Wirtz is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Wirtz is 0 for 2 in the game. Wirtz hits a line drive into right field for a base hit. Smith moves to third. Rocky Colavito is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Colavito is 0 for 1 in the game. With a walk. Colavito takes first base on ball 4. Wirtz moves to second. Bobby Avila pinch hits for Jim Busby. Bobby Avila is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Avila strikes out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 6, with the score, the Athletics 3, and the Indians 1. The Athletics will come to bat. Bob Usher now playing center field. Hal Smith is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Smith is 1 for 2 in the game, with a single. Smith hits a pop-up, foul, towards first. Wirt settles under it and makes the catch for the out. One out. Hector Lopez is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Lopez is 1-for-1 in the game, with a single and a walk. Lopez hits a line drive into right field for a base hit. Jim Pisani is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Pisani is 1-for-2 in the game, with a single. He's got one RBI. Pisani hits a line drive into center field, out of the reach of Usher who is chasing the ball. Pisani reaches third base with a triple. Lopez goes all the way around to score. It's 4-1, Athletics. Wally Burnett is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Burnett bunts in front of the plate. Narragon fields it and throws to first for the out. Pisani scores. Two outs. It's 5-1, Athletics. Billy Hunter is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Hunter hits a ball on the ground towards short. Carrasquel scoops it up and throws to first for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 6, with the score, the Athletics 5, and the Indians 1. The Indians will come to bat. Chico Carrasquel is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Carrasquel is 1-for-2 in the game, with a single. He's got one RBI. Carrasquel hits a line drive into center field for a base hit. Hal Narragón is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Narragón is 0-for-1 in the game. With a walk. Narragón hits a line drive into center field for a base hit. Carrasquel moves to third. Narragón moves to second. Kenny Kuhn pinch hits for Dick Tomanek. Kenny Kuhn is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Kuhn strikes out. One out. George Strickland is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Strickland is 2-for-3 in the game, with a single and a double. Strickland takes first base on ball 4. Virgil Trucks now pitching. Gene Woodling is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Woodling is 0-for-2 in the game. With a walk. Woodling hits a ball on the ground for a double play. Carrasquel scores. It's 5-2, Athletics. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 7, with the score, the Athletics 5, and the Indians 2. The Athletics will come to bat. Stan Pichula now pitching. Vic Power is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Power is 1-for-3 in the game, with a single. Power hits a line drive into center field, out of the reach of Usher. Power reaches second base with a double. Milt Groff is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Groff is 1-for-3 in the game, with a triple. Groff takes first base on ball 4. Gus Zerniel is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Zerniel is 1-for-3 in the game, with a home run. He's got one RBI. Zerniel bunts towards third. Smith fields it and throws to first for the out. Power moves to third. Groff moves to second. One out. Harry Simpson is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Simpson is 0-for-3 in the game. Simpson is walked intentionally. Hal Smith is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Smith is 1-for-3 in the game, with a single. Smith hits a long drive deep into right field. That ball is going, gone. A grand slam home run. It's 9-2, Athletics. Hector Lopez is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Lopez is 2-for-2 in the game, with two singles and a walk. Lopez hits a ball on the ground towards third. Smith fields it and throws to first for the out. Two outs. Jim Pisani is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Pisani is 2-for-3 in the game, with a single and a triple. He's got two RBIs. Pisani hits a ball on the ground towards short. Carrasquel scoops it up and throws to first for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 7, with the score, the Athletics 9, and the Indians too. The Indians will come to bat. Al Smith is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Smith is 2-for-3 in the game, with two singles. Smith hits a line drive into left field for a base hit. Vic Wertz is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Wertz is 1-for-3 in the game, with a single. Wertz hits a pop-up, foul, towards third. Lopez settles under it and makes the catch for the out. One out. Rocky Colavito is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Colavito is 0-for-1 in the game. With two walks. Colavito hits a line drive into left field for a base hit. Smith moves to third. Bob Usher is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Usher hits a fly ball into center field. Pisani settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Chico Carrasquel is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Carrasquel is 2-for-3 in the game, with two singles. He's got one RBI. Carrasquel hits a fly ball into center field. Pisani settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 8, with the score, the Athletics 9, and the Indians 2. The Athletics will come to bat. Virgil Trucks is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Trucks hits a line drive into left field for a base hit. Billy Hunter is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Hunter is 0-for-1 in the game. Hunter hits a line drive into center field for a base hit. Trucks moves to second. Vic Power is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Power is 2-for-4 in the game, with a single and a double. Power hits a line drive into left field for a base hit. Trucks moves to third. Hunter moves to second. Cal McLish now pitching. Milt Groff is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Groff is 1-for-3 in the game, with a triple and a walk. Groff hits a line drive towards the mound. McLish catches it and throws to first to double up Power. Two outs. Gus Zernial is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Zernial is 1-for-3 in the game, with a home run. He's got one RBI. Zernial hits a fly ball into left field. Woodling settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 8, with the score, the Athletics 9, and the Indians 2. The Indians will come to bat. Hal Narragon is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Narragon is 1-for-2 in the game, with a single and a walk. Narragon hits a ball on the ground towards the mound. Trucks fields it and throws to first for the out. One out. Joe Altobelli pinch hits for Cal McLish. Joe Altobelli is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Altobelli strikes out. Two outs. Billy Harrell pinch hits for George Strickland. Billy Harrell is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Harrell hits a ball on the ground towards the mound. Trucks fields it and throws to first for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 9, with the score, the Athletics 9, and the Indians 2. The Athletics will come to bat. Billy Harrell now playing second base. Art Houdeman now pitching. Harry Simpson is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Simpson is 0-for-3 in the game. With a walk. Simpson hits a line drive into left field for a base hit. Johnny Groth pinch runs for Harry Simpson. Hal Smith is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Smith is 2-for-4 in the game, with a single and a home run. He's got 4 RBIs. Smith hits a fly ball into center field. Usher settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. One out. Hector Lopez is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Lopez is 2-for-3 in the game, with two singles and a walk. Lopez hits a line drive into left field for a base hit. Groth moves to second. Jim Pisani is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Pisani is 2-for-4 in the game, with a single and a triple. He's got two RBIs. Paisanai strikes out. Two outs. Virgil Trux is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Trux is 1-for-1 in the game, with a single. Trux hits a ball on the ground towards third. Smith fields it and races to the third base bag for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 9, with the score, the Athletics 9, and the Indians 2. The Indians will come to bat. Johnny Groth now playing right field. Gene Woodling is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Woodling is 0-for-3 in the game. With a walk. Woodling hits a fly ball into right field. Groth settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. One out. Al Smith is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Smith is 3-for-4 in the game, with 3 singles. Smith strikes out. Two outs. Vic Wirtz is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Wirtz is 1-for-4 in the game, with a single. Wirtz hits a ball on the ground towards first. Power scoops it up and throws to first, with Trux covering, for the out. The game is over. The final score, Kansas City Athletics, 9, and Cleveland Indians, 2. Goodbye from Cleveland Municipal Stadium in Cleveland.